This week's parsha, Parshas Pinchas. The end of the parsha discusses all the korbanos of the Shabbos, of Musaf Shabbos and Yontif. Torah says in Pinchas Chav Ches Tes, "Uviyom Shabbos Shnei Chevosim Bnei Shana Tamimi Mishnei Asurim Solus Mincha B'Lav Hashem V'Nizko." Olas Shabbos B'Shabbat Olas Tamid V'Nizko. Then Verosh Chodeshem. Purim, it tells you about the Purim, the Ayil, the Kvasim, and then it speaks about in Pasuk Tazvav, Usir Izim Echad Lachatas Lashem. So the Shem Yishmuel has a piece where he discusses a couple of, in other words, he's medayik in all the Korbanos in the Musaf. In terms of how come there's no chatas by Shabbos, only Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodeshim, there's no chatas by Shabbos, and then also in terms of the Parim and the Elim and the Kvasim, which are more, are the Parim more than the Elim, and this fluctuates as we'll see. And it's in his great Geoinus in Halacha and Drush, he tries to give a Musar Haskel to something that we would think has no real Musar Haskel in terms of the quantity of which is more, are they more Parim, are they more Elim, more Kvasim, and what the message of that is, and furthermore, what's the idea that there's no Chatos by Shabbos. So I think we could start reading from page 26 from the Shem Yishmuel, and then we can refer back. So says the Shem Yishmuel Parshas Pinchas on page Shin Samach. L'havin lama lo nimtza b'Shabbos korban chatas. Now korban chatas, the Mishnah, in Shavuos speaks about when they brought a korban chatas on the different Rosh Chodeshim and the Regalim. It's mechaprim al atumas mikdash v'kadoshav. The korban chatas is mechaper that somebody was matami the mikdash, brought something tummy into the mikdash. So he says like this: Lavin lava lo nimtza b'Shabbos korban chatas lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav pichol ha'moedim. The Indian, the Bezorah Kodosh, Kitam Chatus, who shall Sitra Afkra, Yafrishu Atzma mi Sitra de Kedusha. Ki al de Tumas Mikdash Kodosh, Yeshla Machiza Betzad Ma. In other words, the Mesa Mikdash is a Mokum Kedusha. And there are, again, this might sound a little esoteric, but we'll try to bring it down to more practical ideas. But he says the Sitra Achra is the evil Tumah, spirits or whatever. When you metame the Mikdash, so then there's Tumah in the Mikdash, and that Tumah of the Sitra Achra, of the Satan, of the evil spirits, gets attracted to become part of the Mikdash. Because it's attracted to its the Tumah that found itself in the Mikdash. He al yidei tumas mikdash v'kadosh v'yesh lam achiza b'tzadma. It's like a magnet that since you brought tumah in the Mikdash, so other tumah in the world gets drawn in to the Mikdash as well. So the Zohar says l'chein makrivim chatos l'hafrish oson min hakedusha k'inyan asir l'azazon. So we bring a chatos other tumors in the world should not be sucked in into the Mokum HaMikdash. Okay, Indian has here Lazazo. And he says that the Sir Lazazel is like what the Zohar and the Ramban says, like you're giving a shochet to the Satan, that he should stay far away. Stay far away. That's what the Zohar writes in Parshas Pinchas here on page 14. Shochet l'tavra rogze, lishpor the samoil, the lo yiskarev, the mikdasha, the kitrigoth. So he says like this: Ubishabes gam beloze ein lahem shum achize. The kul arkiv chol dinim is abim minei. That we know, it says in the those that say kegavna on Friday night. So it speaks about on page 24 the chol dinim misabrin minei. Vi ishtoras bi yichuda de nehiru kadisha. So, in other words, the Kiddush of Shabbos has this potency to shoo away, kviyachol, all the tumah in the world, and all the kitrug, and all the evils, whatever that is. So he says like this, and if they would get there, they would just dissipate. They would melt, so to speak. He says, Musaf shel Shabbos. So he says, so now he's going to explain, how come there's no Korban Chatas by Musaf shel Shabbos? He said, the same Shmuel says, Musaf shel Shabbos hu keneged Yosef. Ki bevor bekisvei Arizal. That Musaf shel Shabbos is keneged Yosef. Lashon Musaf Yosef. Lashon Yosef. Now we know, there's a Mishnah, you can take a look in the Mishnah. In Zvachim, it's Mishnah Megillah, on page 21. Ein men shilu liyushalayim. El shebeshilu ochlin kachim kalim amaisa sheni b'chol haroa. Because when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, so what's the parameters of where you could eat korbanos of kachim kalim? In Yushalayim, you could eat in the whole city, in the wall. But in Shiloh, there's no, it's no walled city, so what's the parameters? B'chol haroah. As long as you could see it, you could see the Mishkan of Shiloh, then you could eat. Yerushalayim had to be in the Choma. And the Gemara in Zvachim on page 20, Darshans, Rav Ava Omar Kora Ben Poras Yosef Ben Poras Alei Ayin. Ayin shel rotzo lozun v'lehanos midover she'ena shalo tizke v'tochal kimlo eineha. Then he says that Yosef didn't want to sin with Ashes Potiphar. He didn't want to look into something that is not his. So the Koach HaAyin was very great, that he wasn't looking in an improper place. So therefore the Kedushas Einayim is that as long as you could see, and Shiloh is in the place of the Chelk of Yosef, so therefore the Kedushas Einayim lets you eat the karbanos of kachim kalim b'chol haroah, as long as you are in the view of able to see Mishkan Shiloh, you could see. So he says like this: that Musaf of Shabbos is keneged Yosef, so it's nechal b'chol haroah. And he says, and it's a special strength that Shabbos has. We saw in the kegavna. All the evil kol dinim sablim minei, but especially by Musaf, because Musaf is the idea that there's a special kedusha of the einayim, and that created a special kedusha that if you could see Shiloh, you're okay. You don't need a choma. Yerushalayim needed a choma to keep out the so-called evil spirits. Shiloh doesn't need the Choma. Shiloh, the Riyas Einayim alone, you could see Shiloh from whatever, a couple of miles away, whatever it is, then you could eat Korbanos over there. Kichol Mokum Shicholim Liros Es Shiloh Lohaisa Mitzis Shiavo Sham Chitzonim. Because the evil spirits are not going to go there because it's Kedusha, because it's the Kedusha of Yosef, that he didn't get involved with Ashes Potiphar. He didn't put his eyes where they didn't belong. And Machmas Kedusha Shiloh Shemachalkos on Yosef, the Chitzonim, meaning these evil spirits, Yireim Liskariv. So again, even though these evil spirits are something esoteric that we don't necessarily relate to, but he says, Zeh Inyan Gam Kein Be'ish Prati. He says, the same thing has to do with a person. Ki Adam Hu Olam Katan. It's a microcosm of the world, a person. Valev Hu Amikdash. And your heart is the base of Mikdash. So the question is, whatever you let in into your lave through your eyes and thoughts, if you let in bad things, you metame the Mikdash. You metame the Mikdash. That's too much Mikdash b'kadoshav. V'machnis yirurim makshavas roz v'libo hu machnis tuma l'mikdash. So, and that's the famous Shalah. Shalah writes on the Pasuk Shoftim v'shotri titim v'chom chol sharecha that there are many openings in the body. There's the eyes, there's the mouth, there's the ears, and you have to put Shoftim v'shotrim on every sha'ar haguf. And the same thing over here. In other words, Shiloh has a special Kedusha because Yosef didn't let anything bad go into his eyes. And it has a special Kedusha. You can't be shoylit. And if you let something in, that's metame and mikdash. And if you keep it inside, yichayv ki'il hichnes atuma. If you get rid of it, so it's like you remove the tumor right away. Shmir Shabbos is the tikkun. Shelo yavo lidehi hurim roim. Adam yesh lo kedusha Shabbos kol hashavu himonas mer machshavos. Shabbos has that kedusha. So Shabbos has a special kedusha that, and that's why it's important. On Shabbos, you can look. You should look at Svarim HaKadoshim. That's a good time to look in Sifrei Chassidus, and you have Kedusha. You have Kedusha, and then especially Musaf Shabbos is Yosef HaTzadik. It's very important to see where your eyes, what your eyes look at, because whatever your eyes look at, has an effect on you. You know, sometimes people have issues with things they think about. But the first thing I tell them, you know, first make sure that your eyes don't go on something inappropriate. Whereas, because that's where it all starts. That's where all the machshavas start. And that's the tumas mikdash, because your lev is in the mikdash. Especially today, that you have so much access to, in the computer age, in the internet age, there's a lot of tumas mikdash going on. And we have to keep ourselves pure. And Shabbos keeps us pure. Shmir Shabbos is the day of Kedusha. And so there's no Korban Chatas by Shabbos, because Shabbos, there's no Tumas Mikdash. There's no Tumas Mikdash. Because all the rest of the time we need the Korban Chatas. Because there's a Tumas Mikdash, we need to, that the evil spirits shouldn't be attracted to the Tumah. But on Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos itself thwarts away these things. And the Shabbos is a time to focus on Kedusha. You know, learning on Shabbos, you learn, you know, different Svarim that you didn't have time during the week. You know, Sefer Chumash, Sefer Chassidus, brings in that Kedusha. Rav Yosef Rabinowitz once said from one of the Rebbes, it's very important you see the things inside. If see the things inside. That's why I'm very makbid my Talmidim. We should see the things of the Svarim inside. Because we need the Kedusha, like Rav Gutman said. Everything you look at, you take a picture of. And that's... So there's no Korban Chatas. Because the Chatas, the Zohar says, thwarts away the Kochas HaTuma to be that are attracted by the Tumas Mikdash. But on Shabbos itself does that. And Shabbos is and we have the Kedushas Yov Yosef on Shabbos. Now let's speak about the Musafim of the Parim and the Elim and the Kvasim. And he says, continue in the Shem Shmuel, page 26, page Shin Musafim Matzina Shlosha Chilukim. Sometimes we see Shaparim Merubim Me'elim. Sometimes the Parim are more than the Elim. Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, V'Sukkos. Those days, there's more Parim than Elim. Yesh Shavim. Sometimes they're the same. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shemini Atzeres. And sometimes the Elim are greater by Shavuos. Elim Merubim. Right? You take a look. It says all the different numbers of Parim. That on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Parim and Merubim. And Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Shemini Atzeres, they're the same. Pesach here, Yom Bikurim. And Chovas Hayom, what does he mean? That's the Shalat Zeres. Tishtei Alechem. Is that Tishtei Alechem? Yom Bikur, here he says sometimes on Shavuos he says that's part of the Shalosh Hagadol, the Parim Merubim from the Elim.
Yeah.
But he says, but the Chovas Hayom, by the way, by the Shtei Alechem, so then it's the same. The Elim on Merubim rather. So what's the idea? He says, Inyan Chol Amodos Heim Bekariv is Yisrael Avim Shebashem. That the Moados are all about to be Mekarev Klal Yisrael Lavim Shabbat Shemayim. And he says the Parim are Keneged Avraham. Rashi says in Chumash that Parim Keneged Avraham, Elim Keneged Yitzchak. That's what Rashi brings down. So what's the... And that's Rashi here in Pinchas. Parim Keneged Avram, Ayel Keneged Yitzchak. Because by Avram it says, Al HaBokar Ratz Avram, that's the par. Ayel is the Elo Shel Yitzchak, and Kvasim is Keneged Yaakov, because by Lovan, Kvasim Hifrid Yaakov. That's Rashi and Chumash says. So he says, what's the idea? He says, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, the Parim are more. Because the Korach Ha'ava is greater. Korach Ha'ava is greater. On the Yom Tovim. With the Sukkos, Shubasudimino, Techabkeni, Aparim Merubim Yosem Mikiflaim, Shaparim Hem Shivim, Fa'elim Yudalad. The Sukkos is, the Av is even greater. But it's not just it's greater, it's more than double. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Yimei Din, that's Yimei Din Barachamim. right? Hashem is Yimei Din, but He gives us mercy. So the Parim, the Elim are equal. Because the Parim is Ava, that's Avram, Avram Ovi. Yitzchak is Din, is Gvura. So that's the Elim, El Yitzchak. So it's equal, because the Din and the Rachamim balance out. And Shmini Atzeres is Losid Lavo. So also we could have Din, because the Midas HaDin could be Shoylet, because Hashem will take away the Ruach HaTumah, so we can be Sovel the Midas HaDin. And on Shavuos, so by Musaf of Shavuos we said what? The Parim, that's part of the Gimel Regalim, the Parim are greater, the Av is greater. But then what about the Chovas Hayom of the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos? So there, all of a sudden, what's greater? The Elim. The Elim are greater. The Din is more. Why? Shumitzat HaTorah Shepi Gvur Shamonim Elim Berubim. The Sukkos Hazman. He says, because there's a certain measure of Din by Shavuos. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself, Mipi HaGvura, the aim of Yira Reses V'Zeya, V'Zeya, as Rishachta points out, Goysha Osek Batoris Chayiv Misa, because you can't just, Matan Torah is a select, it's not just for anybody, Goysha Osek Batoris Chayiv Misa, Mitzad HaDin Ein L'Kariv El Aruim Lo. So the Elam, the Din, is greater. Sukkos, Losid Lavo, to Umas HaOlam, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, you're going to come.
In the Karbala Ruim Lah, that means for Tahar Sinai, what does it mean?
Yeah, to Torah. You can only be Karif to Torah, someone who's Roy. As a Gloucha Osuk Batoros Chayiv Misa. So there's a level of Din by Matan Torah, Pia Gvura Shimon. Sukkos, the pasuk by Zechariah, what Losi Lovo, the Umas HaOlam are going to come and celebrate Sukkos. So it's more, it's less of Din. I'm not talking about Kriyim Parim Kenegdom, so the Parim are Merubim. And by Shavuos also the Parim are Merubim. But mitzad the Kovas Hayom of the Shtei Alechem of the Kabbalah Satorah, that's a certain measure of Din. Because Kabbalah Satorah is a serious thing. It's Eim Abira Reses of Zia. Goysha Osik Batoris Chayiv Misa. So then, all of a sudden, the Elim that represents Din, that's El Yitzchak, that's the Gvuras Yitzchak, that's Din, and that's an important point, that the Olam Tovim are Ava. And we know Ava, Zohar says, is not only between us and Hashem, it's also Ava. We're supposed to invite people over. We are Ava within Klal Yisrael. Ava within Klal Yisrael. And that's the Yisod, Rosa. That's the Yisod. Of, so you see how beautifully the Shem Shmuel sees the idea of Chatas, of Shabbos being a day of purity, of Tara Seinayim, of Tara. Yontif, there's Tumah going on, there's Tumas Mikdash, it needs Korban Chatas to get away. Shabbos is more pure. Shabbos is more pure. Shabbos, you should sit home a little bit, take out a Sefer. Take out a Sfas Emes, take out a Shmuel, Shem Shmuel, take out a Gemara, take out a Bnei Yisoschar, you know, and feel the Kedusha. Feel the Kedusha. Yontif, there's a lot of Ava, but there's also Tumah going along. We need the Korban Chatas to thwart away the Tumah. Shabbos is the ultimate purity that all the Dinim. And that's why Shabbos brings the bracha. I always say, the Chofetz Chaim said, why do you have to end Shabbos earlier? The Zohar says the whole bracha for the next week comes from Shabbos. So the longer Shabbos is, the more bracha you have for the next week, maybe the Chafetz Chaim said. So you shouldn't rush Shabbos away. Take advantage. Shabbos is a generator of bracha, the Zohar says, for the next week. And it's pure. It's Yosef HaTzadik. Musaf is Lashon Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik. Kodshim Kalim by Shiloh is the Mokum of Yosef HaTzadik Bechol Haroya. Because this Kedusha Seinayim. This Kedusha Seinayim. And that's Rabbi Osai, is the Yisod, is the Halakite of Shabbos, the Yom Tovim, the message of the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And Bez Hashem, we should now have another perspective on Shabbos and Yontif, just how the Shem Yishmur saw. You see, the godless of the Torah has such ideas. You know, it seems boring psukim. This parim, elim, who cares? Hami parim, hami elim, ba ba ba. Everything the Torah is so beautiful. Understanding the Torah, of the significance of the Torah. And that's the Karbana Shabbos Yom Tovim, Mashmusu V'lichom, Hirotzon Sheniske, Lekayim, as HaShabbos V'Yom Tovim, Mitoch Ava, Mitoch Simcha, and it should bring it, and the bracha should spill over to the whole year, Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael.